Check. Are we live?
Check. Testies.
What's up, mother?
Surge. All right, Mario. Yeah, you're right. Woo! So Mario, man. Hey, thanks for having us, bro. Mario. You know he's in the other room.
What a champ.
What a champ, dude. Yeah, he took a chance on us, and we're totally letting him down. He was like, first thing he says, y'all don't cuss, man.
8 seconds in.
Dude, and then he's got an 8 second delay on us, so I'm sure out there you all heard a beep or whatever.
Yeah. we really tried. Dude, we really tried to hold ourselves back, but we
lasted 10 seconds.
We just can't. Like, that's how special we are. We just can't stop cussing.
One pump chumps.
No, dude, we lasted 10 seconds, right? Motley's like 10 seconds to love, or like 10 seconds to cuss.
Dude, hey.
You know, that's about what we last.
Wow, that was way more.
Wow. Well, hey, Uvalde, man. We're stoked to be here, man. We're stoked to, like, be live on the radio, right? At 93.9.
I think that's the number.
That right? 93.9.
Yeah. It's one of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, KBNU.
There's a lot of radio stations.
One of the closets, right?
There's a lot of radio stations. There's, like, 3 radio stations in this building. I think we got the nicest one. Right? It's like the biggest closet.
It feels roomy.
It feels roomy, man.
We're not, you know, like
sardines.
I came in through the window, so you know. I don't know where the door was, so you know, it just.
He was running from his one night stand.
Oh man!
Ooh, wow! Hey. Yeah, I'm just joking. Yeah, this dude's got a story.
You gotta be quick, man. You gotta, you know.
Didn't I just say 10 seconds? That's all you need.
Whoa! Oh, man. He brings it back.
He's back. He's also in black.
Yeah, man. So hey, Uvalde, how's it going? We're Surge, man. We're here to just, like, play some songs, talk a little bit, right? We're going to talk about what's going on with the band, right? For those of you who care, for like, the 2 listeners that are actually out there.
Yeah.
You know, listening.
Our audience.
Our audience. Hey. Yeah, man. You know?
So I want to say thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma.
Right.
Grandma was the one that taught me all the cuss words.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you had a big grandma.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome, man. But yeah, man, so we're gonna play some music. This station is honestly, man, I'm just gonna put it out there, Mario. Sorry, dude. The station's kind of lame because all I hear is like Ed Sheeran and Billie Eilish and who else, man, do we play here?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, you know.
Boring.
Like, boring. There you go. Exactly, Locke, man. This is like a boring, like, station, bro.
Exactly.
I'm surprised. You know that it's even on the air. No, and still liking it as Mario. Like really, you got to convert the station into a rock station, bro. I'm just saying.
Convert it, man.
We're
going
to have so much war when we're done.
Dude, he's never going to invite us back.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that was his first mistake, was saying, hey, do you want to come to your radio show?
I can see him already. He's trying to pull the plug. Hey, Mario, I got a question for you, man, and I don't think you can talk in here, but, like, you know, I was looking at your social media or whatever. So, like, why do they call you Peanut, bro?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
That is a really
good question. Why do they call you Peanut?
Dude, why Peanut, man? And why do you put it, like, on your social media, man?
Peanut.
Dude, Peanut. Like, all I'm saying is that's, like,
I have
a really
good,
small nut.
I have a good idea. Yeah, I was saying, I got a really good idea why, bro.
Like why not Walnut or something like
Walnut,
that?
Walnut, yeah.
You know?
Why are we talking about nuts?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, what? Man.
I don't know.
Since the dawn of time.
I don't know, but you guys are nuts.
Oh, wow. Didn't see that one coming. Anyway, so we're here to play some killer rock music.
Yeah, man, we're here to play some rock music for the badass town of Uvalde, Texas. And you know, we don't want to disappoint, right?
No.
So, you know, I guess let's get it started, right?
Who wants to go first?
No,
I say you pick first, man.
I pick first. I never pick first. I'm the bass player, man, so I'm used to being like at the very end.
What?
Okay. How about this?
Hashtag show love to bass players.
Oh. Okay. You know what, Kat? I'm glad you said that. I'm gonna kick it off then with, you know what? I'm gonna kick it off with.
Did you pick your song,
dude? No, shut up.
Come on.
Shut up.
You're unprepared.
Dude, I'm not.
He's procrastinating.
I'm not procrastinating, Kat. So let's give some love. Today should be National Love the Bass Player Day.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, you know what? I'm going to do this for a good friend of mine. He's been friends with me for like 2 years on Facebook. You know, I don't know him in real life, but he's a bass player. He lives in town. He plays for a big band out of San Antonio called The Heroine, and it's a local guy. And Wesley, this one goes out to you, bro.
Wesley!
Yeah, Wesley. I love this song, man. I got it on my playlist. This band kicks ass, man. The Heroine.
Let's hear it.
Check them out if you haven't heard them. Yeah, the name of the song is They Call Me Pedro, and I cannot stop listening to this jam.
Spin it, dude.
Spin it. Here it goes, Yvalde. This one's for you. Dude, wasn't that a kick-ass jam from The Heroine?
Dude, amazing.
It's a
f-
it's an awesome song. Well, you know, like, that's why Mario's got to convert the station to rock, and he's going to be playing the song.
We need more new rock bands.
Dude, for real. You know, definitely.
Yeah. And, like, not that neutered, like,
no,
that's
man.
Stupid.
We need some rock with balls, right?
Yeah. Like the heroin.
Like the heroin, definitely got some, like the heroin.
They got some shit behind them, you know?
Hell yeah, they do. So. Hell yeah, they do. And my bud Wesley, my Facebook bud Wesley, he's like a badass bass player.
Dude, yeah, I've seen him.
He jams.
Yeah.
And he goes wild on stage.
Yeah, nice.
I know another badass bass player from Del Rio, man.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
His name is Leo. We'll talk about him later. Yeah,
okay.
Dude, Leo, dude, I know you're listening, bro.
Look at you and all these bass players, bro.
Dude, it's National Bass Love a Bass Player Day.
Hey. Yeah, we gotta show love to the bass players.
You're making that official.
Dude. That's,
yes.
Today's the day.
I have spoken.
All right.
Okay, so it's done. So during the song, we were, you know, you went to take a piss.
Yeah.
And
pretty good one.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know, these mics and headphones are freaking amazing.
You can hear it?
Dude, we could totally hear you.
No way. Yeah.
Those girls.
Yeah. And you know.
Those so, all fast.
Yeah, dude. So, like, have you heard? I didn't know this, man. But did you know girls and guys piss different?
Well, what?
No, yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I mean, I
never heard of that.
What are we talking
about? Dude, biology 101, man.
Surge 101.
Surge 101, man. Stuff you don't learn in high school.
I haven't even finished high school. I dropped out.
Dude, we all dropped out. All right. There it is. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Don't let your kids listen to us because we're all dropouts.
Dude, the four dropouts.
The four dropouts.
You don't need a plan if you're going to rock.
No, man.
Seriously.
If you rock, that's all you need to
do.
That's very true.
You're watching some weird porno, bro.
No, dude. It's not porn.
Yvali, I think it's time for some new music. How about we play some Dirty Honey? What do you think of that? Have you ever heard them?
Dude, the Dirty Honey is awesome, man.
Dude.
I love those guys.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen them live.
I've never seen them live, but man, they're making some noise.
They're making a lot of noise, man.
So
they're making some good noise.
I really love their music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite song, Kat?
What's that song? Yeah.
My favorite song off their album is probably Rolling Sevens.
Rolling Sevens.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good
badass
one. Yeah.
You want to play that?
Yeah.
All right, Yvali. A little Dirty Honey for you. What's it called, Kat?
Rolling Sevens.
Save it, take another toss of the dice. We roll it, save it.
Damn. That was a Dirty Honey. We're back.
That was awesome, man. I love that band.
Yeah,
good stuff. Where are they from? Anyway.
They're from L.A.
They're from L.A.
They're playing the Sunset Strip. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I would love to go play that place.
We almost had an opportunity, right? We had a promoter wanting to take us out there.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, 2020, like, you know, unfortunately happened.
Well, yeah, seriously, what a year.
Dude, yeah.
2020 should just put on a condom because it keeps on f***ing everywhere.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
No jelly, like, no nothing.
Dude, yeah, no, she's probably had one too many shots.
Yeah, way too many.
Yeah, like I want to go play. Like, I miss playing out and, like...
Well, yeah, like, last month, we were supposed to be in Germany. Remember that?
In Germany, yeah.
I mean, Oktoberfest. But, you know, we were supposed to be in Germany, Europe. I mean, all these different places, and we were
back into the year, we were supposed to be out there, you know, it's been a real bummer, man. So, you know, when speaking of that, man, why don't you, you know, let the listeners know about, you know, what's going on with Surge?
Yeah, so we've actually completed our album, our debut album for 2021. That's set to come out sometime, you know.
Originally, it was going to be April.
Yeah, originally.
So
we're going to release the first single in April, the album in July. But, you know, everything got shut down, locked down, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and we can't give that out to you like that. I mean...
Yeah, it wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be right. You know, so everything's been pushed back, and we were trying to release it later, but, you know, now it's, like, next year.
Yeah, so we have the whole back end of the year, like, you know, set for shows and all that stuff.
Stuff is definitely coming open for us, right? Well, we just also got an offer, right, from a bud, you know, about doing a drive-in concert in March.
I heard about that. Yeah, so, you were telling me.
Yeah, with a big name artist that we can't say.
I'm really excited.
Yeah,
definitely stoked about that, man.
I think I forgot how it is, like how it feels to play,
dude. For like, real.
It just doesn't feel like, I feel like we're in this limbo that doesn't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Also, by the way, if you guys want to call in, Mario just sent me a number. And so if you want to call in, yeah, I dropped my papers.
Dang. Dude.
Yeah, man. So Mario just gave me a number, man. So if anybody's out there, like if we got one or two listeners or whatever, if you want to call in and ask a question or whatever, you know, the number is 830-275-5103.
Dang.
So call in, man. We want to talk to y'all. So the number again is 830-275-5103.
Yeah, call for anything. Ask us for tips. Ask us for whatever.
Yeah, ask us for
tips.
Nothing's too crazy.
Nothing is.
We've seen a lot that be hard to surprise us, I think.
Dude, yeah, for
you
real.
Know, I mean,
there's a lot of stuff we can't say.
There is a lot of stuff we can't say.
Like, we got warrants for, like, stuff we can't say. That's how bad we are. So we gotta keep our mouths zipped.
But it's all good. You know, we had to sign some NDAs, right? Some non-disclosure agreements. Yeah, but you know, you can ask us some general questions. Call in, man, and you know, if you want to like learn how to pick up chicks or whatever, man, you know.
Yeah, you could totally give advice on that.
Yeah, totally, man.
Cat, okay, this one time in Houston. All right, so we were in Houston once, and let me tell you, guys and girls, you can ask for whatever tips from Cat because Cat pulls both. Just saying.
Oh man, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
you know?
Rosebud, you listening? Are you listening out there? Whatever. Shout out to Rosebud.
So if you need tips,
she wanted to take Cat home for the night, but you know, we said no.
We had a strip club to go to, man. I mean, seriously. We had a party.
Awesome, right? You met a witch out there.
I did. Freaked me out. I mean, yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
She was kick-ass, man.
But yeah, she was cool. Yeah.
She was really cool.
She was awesome.
Took some shots with her and, you know.
April, man, you know, you were, you know, it was awesome. It was an awesome experience, man. And we had a good show, I think, because April was there, man.
I think that's what it was.
In the song of Mojo.
That's what it was.
All right. Shout out to Tommy, man. Thank you for booking us again. And we'll be back out in Houston if you got any Houston listeners or whatever.
Tommy's really cool. Like, I really like Tommy. He was a really cool dude.
Tommy was awesome, man.
Get this. Did you know he was the sound guy? Was he the sound guy for Van Halen?
Yeah, man. He toured with them,
dude.
Is what he said. Or maybe he was just drunk off his ass. I don't remember.
One of those. Yeah, one of those things.
You know, or maybe I was drunk off my ass. I don't remember, but.
But imagine, like, touring with Van Halen. That's awesome.
Hell yeah, man.
I mean, just to be in the same room as the dude, that's like honor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. King, man. King Edward.
Yeah.
Edward Van Halen. Yeah.
Good stuff.
And also, like, meeting, like, David Lee Roth.
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude.
That's also, like, another honor.
Legends.
They're legends.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Yeah, it's too bad that we never met Eddie Van Halen. That would have been
top tier.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that would be tier, like, man. You could die happy and be like,
hell yeah.
But yeah, but if y'all want to call in and, you know, send us some, ask us questions.
Yeah, ask us some questions, man. Call in. Let's do something. Hey, I mean, you know, because we're just going to keep talking a bunch of crap. And let's play another song. Who hasn't picked a song?
I say Teeny hasn't picked a song.
Oh, man.
You have not picked a song, Teeny.
Well, I think it's time for you, Valley, to realize that rock and roll is not noise pollution.
No, hell no, man.
So let's kick it off with some AC/DC.
Yeah.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution. Little AC/DC, Uvalde, Texas.
Coming up from that flow.
so we're back from Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution, and I was asking Mario, like, what is this little light that's going on, man? And he's like giving me like that international hand sign for pick up the phone, dummy. So hey, man, we got a caller, dude.
Seriously?
Yeah, we got a caller. So hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Yeah, okay. So I think I'm pressing the right button. All right, can you hear me? Is it somebody out there?
Hey, this is Roxy. What's up, sir?
It's not your mom and it's not your dad, so we actually have an actual caller, dude.
I think I know Roxy.
Roxy? I've never met a Roxy, man.
I don't know.
Yeah. You go on a lot more dates, man. You're the guitar player, bro.
That's one of the Roxys.
Right, one of the Roxys. One of the Roxy sisters. Yeah, that's probably not her. You know what? This is Uvalde, man. Nobody in Uvalde is named Roxy. So that's probably like a fake name, whatever, but we'll take it, right?
Don't be hanging on Roxy Foxy.
Roxy Foxy, man. Wow. Hey, man, I like you. All right. Are you single?
I prefer
not
to
spend
someone
here.
He's like, who's asking?
Oh, man. You've always got some naughty girls. Yeah. So, Roxy, so you got a question for Serge?
All of y'all, and I hope this question
doesn't
cause any band
fights.
Uh-oh. Band fights?
Well, you know what, Roxy? It probably is, man. So, you know, because we fight all the time without any questions.
All right, are y'all ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Do it.
Okay. If you could, or have to pick another third member to be for a day, who would you pick and why?
Oh, man. She's asking us if we could pick anybody, like another band
like
member?
To replace somebody in the band, is what you're saying. Is that what you're saying, Roxy?
Somebody else in the band to be, let's say, guitar player wants to be singer for the day.
Oh, man.
Oh, like switch places.
Like switch places?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we said earlier that we never graduated from high school, so, you know, we're not too quick on this stuff.
Yeah. I'm still learning English.
Right. Oh, I know who I can replace myself with.
Who would you be?
Tame Downey.
Tame Downey.
Tame Downey.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
From Faster Pussycat.
The Faster Pussycat singer.
Nice.
Okay.
So we're kind of creating our super band in a sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know mine. I'm going to go with Nuno Bancourt.
Nuno Bancourt, man. He's pretty awesome.
Monster guitar player.
Monster guitar player. You know, I would have said Eddie Van Halen, but hey, you know, teach his own.
Teach. That's a good one, too. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bass players, man. You know,
I can guess this one.
All right, guess it, bro.
Rudy Sarzo.
Dude, Rudy Sarzo's a badass.
I'm just, you know.
So, but I'm going to say Billy Sheehan, man.
Oh, wow.
I've been a big fan of his for many years. And so, and he's just like just an amazing bass player. So I'm going to say Billy Sheehan.
All right, Locke, what
honestly,
you got?
Honestly, I'd probably go with Alex Van Halen.
Wow.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, Alex Van Halen. I wasn't expecting that.
What a super
Whoa,
band.
Man.
Yeah, damn.
That'd be, man, can we actually do that?
Hey.
We'd be pretty bit if we could do that.
Look, Nuno, if you're listening to this, put it together, man. I know how you are.
Those are some interesting answers. All right.
And man, that was that's a really good question. I was not prepared for anything like that, Roxy. Man, so
anything goes in rock and roll.
Hey,
anything goes in rock and roll.
Hey,
Roxy, can I put that on my next shirt, on the next third shirt in the back?
Yeah.
Man, Roxy, we got to meet you, man. So you got to be at the next show.
Right,
which in Uvalde is going to be October 21st, 2021, right, Kat?
Yes.
Metalachi.
Yeah, we're going to be on stage with Metalachi, man.
Metalachi.
And this show has been postponed like for like 2 years now or whatever.
Yeah, it's way too long, way overdue.
Way overdue, man. And so we hope to see you there, Roxy.
Absolutely. I'm a huge Search fan. You guys are doing great. And it was such an honor to reach out to you tonight. Able to ask you a question. Thank you.
Hey, Roxy, man, the honor was all ours. We're just stoked that we have one listener, out there.
Nice.
Yeah, you got further down.
Well, thank you for calling in, Roxy, man. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, just hey, rocking and rolling. You guys are doing a great job. I can't wait to see you guys live, especially after all this crazy stuff is over.
Oh, man. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, Roxy, man.
Thank you.
You kick ass.
All righty, thanks.
All right. Bye, hey, sir. Thank you. I think Roxy.
See you, Roxy.
We'll
see
you, Roxy.
Bye.
Roxy Foxy, man. Roxy Foxy. That can't be her real name.
It can't be. That's no, too good of a stage name.
Dude, I wish that was my stage name.
Roxy?
Roxy Foxy. Like Lexi Fox.
I was going to say, Lexi Fox is Steel Panther.
He wasn't smart enough to think of Roxy Fox.
You met that dude, didn't you?
Yeah, we partied, man.
Oh.
Yeah, we partied, you know, a few years ago.
He was probably a drag queen.
Before he was famous, you know, we would share makeup tips and whatnot.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, man. How to pick up chicks or whatever.
That explains why your makeup is so good now. I get it.
Dude, for real.
It was all because of him.
All I needed was some professional guidance. Because, you know, the days of, like, girls, like putting on makeup for you, those days are gone. You know.
We got to bring it back.
We got to definitely bring it back.
I mean.
You know. We definitely have to bring that back. Right?
I think guys, like, eyes pop out with more eyeliner.
For real, Kat, right? That's okay. Why we steal yours all the time.
I know. That explains why my eyeliner is always empty.
Hey.
I'm just like, I know it's not the ghost, and I'm like, I know it's not my cats.
We gotta look good too.
Yeah.
I don't care. I need to look good too. Like, same.
Well, you know what? Like, this little phone here is, like, actually lighting up, guys. Like, we have some more, like...
We have another one?
We do have another one. But I guess we should play another song, right?
I think so.
All right.
Who got next?
Locke, that would be you, bro.
What do you got, man?
What do you got, man? Give us something.
Let's throw it back to the 80s.
Oh,
of course, man. The most, you know, Babylicious decade of all time.
Babylicious.
Let's hear some Kiss, I Love It Loud.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I love it loud.
yeah, all right. Kiss, I Love It Loud on Hits 93.9, Uvalde, Texas.
Love is like a hurricane.
All right, man, we're back.
All right, we're back.
Hey, we got some calls, man.
Yeah, we definitely do.
You want to take this next one, Dan?
Yeah, let me see if we have. Let me see. How do you work this thing?
All right, so press that little. You know, you see where it's blinking red?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, we got gotcha.
Press that.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey,
Hey.
Hi. Second caller, man. We have at least two people listening.
Oh man, hey, two. That's a record.
Yes, it's a record. Yeah.
Hey, Alex, what's your question?
Hey, I just want to know, like, what inspires y'all's music? You know, y'all's song.
Oh man.
Wow.
That's a really good question.
Great question. Who wants to go first on that one?
Why don't you go first, man? Since you answered the call.
Oh, yeah, I guess I got to answer. Well, Alex, I guess what inspires music, at least for me, is it comes down to just bringing balls back to rock. Yeah. I mean, it's lost itself, you know. It needs to be something better. It needs to be something more edgy. And too many bands are playing it safe nowadays. So I think that's a good, you know.
For real,
so
man. For real.
I think that's, you know, even the stage show, you know, the stage show has fire, has, you know, explosions and all this stuff, you know, that it just needs to be dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
If
it's not dangerous, it's just lame.
Yeah.
That's good, man. So, yeah, Alex, this is Eric talking, man. So, for me, it's all about the babes.
Oh.
You know, so you're like the second girl that calls in. So, are you single?
So, I don't know if you could hear, Alex, but Eric was asking if you're single. Did she hang up?
I think she hung up. I think she asked a question and hung up. All right, that's all cool, man. That's good. That's good.
Alex, are you still there?
I cannot hear Alex. What did you do to the phone, man? It was working fine when I was doing it. I don't know what you did, man, but, you know... You probably up somehow. Oh, okay. All right, so yeah, the phone, you know, I guess something happened with the phone. But Alex, man, if you're listening, you know, thank you for calling. Unfortunately, you know, maybe she was like, oh man, this guy's a stalker. He's asking me if I'm single or whatever. And so she hung up before her boyfriend could hear. It's all good.
Boyfriends don't matter,
man.
Yeah. Everything's free game.
So Alex is listening, so let's go ahead and finish that, you know.
That question,
yeah. For me, it's all about the babes, man. Yeah, that's why I got into music to begin with, was because, you know.
All about the babes.
Yeah, it was all about the babes. For you, what was it again?
Well, it was about being dangerous,
man. Yeah, about
man.
Being like, dangerous, man. You know? And well, like, for me, too, because babes like danger.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, babes love danger.
So we're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right, Locke, how about you, man?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It's just about feeling the music. Rock is just such a good genre of music.
Yeah, dude. For real, man. You know, what was that band you said you listened to that turned you on to rock music? Was it Motley?
Yeah, the one and only.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
All right. Kat, what do you say, man? What's your answer for Alex, who hung up on us, who's up there listening?
Well, I just think, like, rock has, like, it makes me feel like I have a voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, for sure.
For many people, it does give that voice, too, right? Yeah. You know, like...
It feels like I'm not, like, a person that's, like, a mat on the floor and that's being walked on, like, throughout my whole entire life. When I discovered rock, I feel like I was, like, the most confident person in the world.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly what you mean,
like,
Kat.
I don't have to take, like, bullshit no more.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's the balls right there.
Yeah, that's the balls.
You know, that's what we're talking about.
So, you know, I think we're all kind of like on the same page with that. You know, it's like, and that's why I think rock is such an amazing genre, and like the fans and everybody. You know, it's because we're all the same.
It's like a big like family.
It is like a big family.
Like we always been like pushed aside, kind of like put down on, but with like rock, it just feels like.
Yeah, you're in our house now, right?
Yeah, you're in our house, man. You know? You're part of us. You're part of the family. You know, it's not like Ed Sheeran, you know, whatever. You know, it's like...
Yeah, he plays for him. He plays for him. About you.
You know, he doesn't get any chicks, you know. Whatever, you know. Chicks he gets, they're lame. You know, rock chicks are badass.
Yeah. Leather, man.
Denim and leather, bro.
Denim and leather.
Yeah, or leather and whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You know, but yeah, man. All right, so Alex, man, thank you so much for calling in, man. And we, you know, got some more calls, I guess. Hey, this is awesome.
Damn, yeah.
I wasn't expecting this. It's throwing me off.
Gotta use our brains today.
Dude, yeah, definitely. I should have drank so much Dragon's Milk. Hey, shout out to Dragon's Milk.
Oh, man, they carry us through all these things.
Dude, yeah,
seriously.
Dragon's Milk. They're like the, what'd you call it?
The official, unofficial sponsors of Surge.
Yeah, man.
Just what? Because we get drunk off of them, you know what I mean? Like,
they're so badass.
We sponsor them. We give them our money.
We definitely sponsor them, man.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. So, anyway, who hasn't... Is it back up to me? Everyone was picked, right? Is it my turn to pick a song? Or is it your turn, Kat? Oh, you go for it.
Kat just wants to pick another song.
Yeah, she just wants to pick another song.
Yeah. If it was up to her, she would just be like, y'all go to the other room. I'll run the show by myself.
It's like, just play. It's just like on stage. She's like, this is what we're going to play.
Yeah.
Y'all have no choice.
You know what? I'm going to do AC/DC. If you want blood, you got it.
Oh, hell yeah.
AC/DC.
he's all saying like, oh, it's my phone. No, like, you're already drunk enough to, like, you already stole someone else's phone.
Dude, I think we've drank a lot during the show. But what else do you do when you rock and roll, man? You gotta, like, have some brews, right?
I'm just waiting for us to destroy this place.
You know who hits the hardest is Kat, man.
She gave me a black eye.
Dude, yeah.
I mean...
Dude, she likes to kick you in the nuts. She likes to kick everybody in the nuts.
I mean...
Watch out, Peanut. Like,
you never see it coming. I mean...
No, man.
Once that all...
For you guys out there that don't know Kat... All right, so, like, we're practicing, we're doing our thing.
I'm a pretty, like, short person, so it's like, I gotta aim where, like, my height can reach.
Not even practice. Dude. I was doing a solo during a show, and she kicked me in the nuts.
Yeah, man. Well, she likes to do that.
I mean.
She likes to kick us all in the nuts.
I have to, like, see if y'all, like, reflexes.
Wow. In the middle of a show? Damn.
Yeah, man. So, like, she does that to keep us on our toes, right? It's like training.
Or on our knees.
Dude, man. Dude, for real. And she's like Cobra Kai.
Hey.
Yeah, dude. She says she's like more Miyagi-Do or whatever, but she's Cobra. She's totally Cobra Kai. She's
strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
That's right.
Hey, yeah. Justice for Johnny Lawrence, man.
Yeah, dude, for real.
That kick was illegal.
Dude, if y'all have ever not seen Cobra Kai on Netflix, you guys
it's
need to
good.
Watch that. It's
You guys
it's such a
should
good
also watch The Boys. The Boys
the
is
boys.
A
good.
Oh, man.
It's really
wow.
good.
The Boys, dude. That's,
wow.
Let's go there, man. The Boys.
I'd rather, like, if there's any universe that I will go into, I'd rather go into
okay,
The Boys.
Okay, honestly, I'm going to say this, but The Boys is better than Marvel.
Oh, man.
I went there,
no,
but,
no
like...
No way.
It
I mean,
is.
For real. No. I'm right there with you, man.
It tops it. I mean, it's what rock and roll needs to be.
Dude,
that's
exactly.
That's how the, you know...
That's exactly what rock and roll needs to be, like The Boys. Just, you know, badasses.
I'm not going to say anything because, like, I have a friend that's, like, in a Marvel fan, so, like, our conversation's not going to look pretty.
Nah, screw your friend. The boys are badass.
No, the boys are badass, you know. Your friend needs to, like, jump on our bandwagon.
What? But for a correction, my friend is awesome. Shout out to Cassandra and Brisa. Hello. Hi, guys.
Yeah, why didn't they call in?
They should have called in.
Yeah, they should have totally called in. Well, maybe they did, man, because, you know, you broke the phone.
Just to let y'all in, I spilled my beer all over the phone. It's just...
Don't listen to these guys. These guys are like nuts already.
It's been...
He actually did.
It's been a time, man.
They're already getting drunk.
And Mario's like pointing at his watch.
Mario's going to go join us. He already, you know...
Yeah, well, afterwards, yeah. He's really... You know, pissed
yeah,
off.
Right but, now he's working.
And so, yeah, I'm sorry we didn't get to the other callers. You know, the phone lines were lighting up, but this little bitch over here broke the phone.
Little dude.
Because he's so little.
Are you kidding me? Look, listen.
Right.
I'm just trying to do a radio show here.
Yeah, man. It's been fun, man. I can't believe we ran out of time.
How many? I mean,
we have to clean up all the beer bottles.
Definitely got it.
I'm gonna leave him here for Mario.
Girl, I heard he's the janitor here too.
Man of many hats.
Man of many hats, man. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, I think a good way to end this thing is with, you know, talk a little bit about the album. What do you think about that?
Yeah, let's wrap it up with talking about our album. You know, we've got an album coming out. If you missed it earlier in the show, next year in 2021.
It'll be kind of like around like the April and like May area.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, you know, and we have to mention that you can get this album on our website.
You can pre-order it already,
you can
right?
Pre-order yeah. it, man. You can pre-order it at surgerockshard.com. But we do have to mention that the pre-orders are all going to be vinyl albums, you know?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say, like, the first 20 or whatever are signed?
Uh-huh.
So if you're in that first 20 of the album, you're going to get a signed album by everybody in the band.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll sign it for you. You know, we'll give you a shout-out or whatever. But, yeah, those first albums are going to be vinyl, and included is going to be a download card, so you can
listen to it on your phone. If you're, like, on the road or working out or in the room with someone else.
And we've got songs for every occasion, right, Kat? Whether it's a workout or whether it's...
A workout.
A Foxy Roxy kind of workout.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of, man, we need to say thanks again to Foxy Roxy for calling in.
Oh, yeah, and Alex, right?
And Alex, you know, Alex, the hang-up artist.
They're brave for calling
in. They're brave, man.
I mean, honestly.
Really, for real, you know, but thank you guys for calling in. You know, we weren't expecting that, and we weren't expecting all these other calls, but, you know, this little bitch over here broke the phone. And you know what? Let's go over our socials one more time.
Yeah, so you can follow us at Surge Rocks on all platforms. Pretty much Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know.
Surge Rocks.
And then sign up for our newsletter.
The newsletter, man.
You know, every now and then we send out, well, really it's weekly.
Yeah it's weekly. You know? It's a weekly newsletter, and there's no charge for it. It's free. Just sign up, man. You know, you keep up to date with everything that we got going on.
You get to know us a little bit more.
Definitely get to know us a little bit more.
And some secrets.
A lot of it more.
Oh, a lot of secrets. My cat. Yeah.
And some secrets that are not meant to be out.
Right. Right. So the people who already like have the newsletter signed up, they know that, you know, no one knows.
Yeah, legally we can't talk about it. But
right, exactly. And sometimes we don't even know.
Right? You're gonna just type away.
We do, man. We do. And those are written by us, you know, so, you know, it's not some, you know, person behind the scenes writing stuff. It's actually written by us.
Yeah.
All right, man. So yeah, let's Mario is super pissed. He's ready for us to get out of here so he can go eat with his beautiful wife and have a great time and you know, get ready for all the complaints he's gonna get Monday morning.
Oh man, good luck Mario.
Good luck Mario with that.
One last thing for me, guys.
Spill, come on.
Okay. I fucking love you guys so much.
Oh, man.
Oh.
She really does, man.
I really do.
We love you, man. That's, you know.
Yeah, we love everybody.
I'm already out of it. I'm already down, like, my second vodka already.
Second? Only?
Whatever, dude. Yeah. I saw more than two.
Hey, I'm trying to act sober here.
Yeah, so let's end it with a great song. Whose turn it? I don't even know whose turn it is to pick.
You know, okay, I got one. Gus, do you have one or what?
No, you can go ahead.
I'm going to say Unchained by Van Halen.
Unchained by Van Halen, man.
That's such a good song, man.
That is an amazing song. That's a great way to end the show, man.
I think so.
A little Van Halen. All right, Uvalde, we're going to leave you with Unchained from Van Halen. It's been fun. It's been great. Right? We love you guys.
Hey, man. Rock on, rock hard.
Love right. you.
God bless and long live rock and roll.
Woo!
Until next time, Uvalde.
Ow!